And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac. No Joseph J. Erdo. He went to the graffiti crawl.
Well, he's actually preparing for the graffiti bar crawl.
Yeah, he's practicing his handwriting and finger painting. And Trisha in studio. Eric, the birthday boy. Yes, can you play yourself Happy Birthday Beatle version? Remember that? And he's going
to... I think I have it.
He thinks he has it.
So you're making him work on his birthday, dude.
Yeah, we're going to guess how old Eric is now. I really don't know. But I'm going to guess... Let me see. We're getting texts.
I'm shocked I don't have Happy Birthday.
Really? You don't have Happy Birthday by the Beatles?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does. And here it goes. This is for Eric. Yes, Eric in studio. Behind the glass. Time warp speed, Eric is going to have a romantic night tonight. That's it?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe that's it. There it is. Here we go. This. I know it's...
Say it's your birthday.
See? He's singing. Let's all sing.
It's my birthday too.
Oh, yeah.
Say it's your birthday. It's Wolfman Jack.
This is for Eric, ladies and gentlemen. Coast to coast here at 1480 AM. Here we go. It's a drum roll by Eric. He is a musician. He's rocking out now behind the glass. Look at him go. He is phenomenal drummer.
Just sitting here.
He's shaking that back.
No, look at that. And I'm now on the guitar. Here I go. This is me on the guitar. The bass. Bass is Trisha's. Here we go. Oh, I hear it. Well, anyway, this is in... Here, see, he is trying... Do you really play the drums?
Yes.
Wow. Do you play the guitar?
I play drums, piano, guitar.
And do you sing?
And I sing.
So this is a happy birthday song to Eric Reinhardt, super producer and funny man. Can we call you a funny man?
Yeah, just not funny looking.
Oh, yeah, not funny looking. So it is your birthday. What happened at midnight when your birthday officially started?
I was sound asleep.
Okay, and you woke up around what time?
I woke up at 7, I think.
7, and then what did you do?
Wow,
then I got
personal.
In the car, and then I came here.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
And then what happened while you got here? What were you doing?
Driving.
Driving. No, I mean here.
What was I doing here?
Yeah.
Turning things on.
He's working.
Turning the lights on and turning the computer on.
You said turning things on, so that's what you're going to be doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Am I right?
Now, if only you could flip a switch and turn on Dave's brain a little earlier in the morning. No, I'm just teasing.
Oh, that was funny.
I'm teasing
you. Was she teasing?
I am.
I think there was a little bit of seriousness.
Yeah, I thought
just
so, too.
A bit.
That's what I'm thinking. Security guards, seat 3. Anyway, so you really don't know yet what's planned for you.
No, I do know what's planned for
you. Oh, you do?
Yes, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a nap.
Oh.
And then I'm going to study, and then I'm probably going to go to bed.
Oh, wow.
No, wait a minute.
Exciting.
You missed out on the birthday celebration.
I was with friends last night, so I don't need to do it again tonight.
But you and Kathleen are going to celebrate tonight. A nice dinner.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because you said that.
No, he didn't say that. He said he's going to go home, take a nap, study.
Everybody needs to eat, so I'm assuming that it's going to be...
I already ate.
He already ate.
I only eat one time a day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I try to keep it to once a day.
That's not good for you. Your body needs to have fuel.
If I'm not
when
hungry,
you're awake.
I'm not hungry.
He's a panda bear, for God's sakes.
No,
right?
Panda bears
eat nothing
constantly.
But bamboo.
Yeah.
Panda bears eat constantly. That's all they do is eat and sleep.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, they're always eating.
Oh, yeah. That guy
I'm
did.
A panda bear.
Oh, she hibernates. Yes, it's true.
No, they don't hibernate.
Well, at least you celebrated last night, right?
I was with some friends. It was not really a celebration for my birthday.
Did they know it was your birthday?
Some of them did, yes.
Wow, this is an interrogation, isn't it? It sounds like
I'm an open book, Dave.
You are. What's chapter 14?
Oh, damn, that's a tough one.
That's the title of it? It's a tough one?
There's some horrible things in chapter 14.
Oh, no, but it gets better in chapter 23, right?
Slightly goes uphill, yeah.
Oh, see, that's good. So when are you going to get your band together again? Weren't we going to jam? I thought we were.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a drum kit anymore, but I can get my hands on one.
A drum kit or drum set?
Same thing.
Oh, yeah, is that?
That's the
cool way of saying it. I think I have my electric guitar still. I don't think I have an amplifier.
What kind of guitar is it?
Magnetone. Remember those?
I don't.
Really? They're antiques, probably. You remember Fenders. They were similar, sort of a simulated Fender.
Oh, well, I own a Fender Strat. That's my only guitar I like to play.
So basically, yours is a knockoff?
Well, I'm
that's what it sounds like.
It's a Fender knockoff.
Yeah. Do you want to hear one of my songs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, I didn't know.
Let's see.
So this is an Eric Reinert original?
This is.
Awesome.
Did you write it or just play it?
Okay. I'm playing it and I wrote it. I'm trying to find...
I'm excited. This is a first. Who's your manager? Okay, me.
Well, you were going to be, but you never really.
We got to get together on that.
Whoops,
this is called
the.
I know people.
This is called Working Man's Way. I wrote this when I was about 21.
Oh wow! Okay,
but this was recorded probably about 5-6 years ago.
Oh really? Here we go. Working Man's Way, Eric Reinert. Written. Oh, nice. Oh, you're good. Yeah.
Another Monday morning, I have to face a working day. Bring it on with me tonight. Oh, stay. I tell you all the things I've done, so maybe not the only one to get along every day. Forever working man's way.
Hey, I like that, Eric.
That's just one of many.
And you did the harmony, too?
Yep. I'm doing all the vocals. I'm doing everything.
You're in a studio, or you had the certain tracks at your house?
I was doing it from home and on a multi-track software.
Now, did you try to push that song? I think it's a good song.
You know, I was going to put it up on iTunes, but then I found out what it takes to get stuff on iTunes, and I was like, forget it.
Oh, is it costly or just time-consuming?
Yeah, you got to pay, like, a company to, I forget what they call themselves, but there's companies out there that do that for you, but it's like, you can't do it on your own. It's weird.
Wow.
So you have to be represented.
Yes.
Oh.
So how come you're not in a band now?
So everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Oh.
I would like to be in a band right now. It's just...
Time?
I don't know. Yeah.
He's busy. He's got so many irons in the fire.
Yeah, but this is you are obviously a great musician. You definitely good on the guitar.
Well, he played drums. All of it. You did keyboards and
I was
drums
playing all the keyboards.
Guitar.
There's an acoustic in there. There's electric. There's maybe a couple different electric parts.
Wow, I think you need to get back out there.
I like the beat. A little syncopation in there. I liked it. Very nice. Very catchy.
Yeah, I like it too. And you have a good voice.
Thank you.
Wow, so say it like Elvis.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
See, he's a good impersonator, too. No, that was a really good job by you. So I think we need to talk afterwards and get you out there in the public eye.
Okay.
Do you want to be rich and famous?
No, I hate rich and I hate famous.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. So if you had a choice, would you rather be rich or famous? Which one?
Rich.
And Trisha, which one?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
But if you're famous, you're probably rich, too.
I would say more famous,
really?
I would pick, because then that's better than money. Now,
why is that better than money?
Because, let's put it this way. When my first CPA firm in L.A., Century City. So my original partner, I asked him, we had a meeting, and they go, what's your goal? He says, be one of the top 10 richest guys in the world. And he asked me, and I said, one of the top 10 most influential guys in the world. I think it's more valuable in many ways to be influential in the top 10 than the richest in the top 10.
But see, you didn't ask what would you rather be, rich or influential. You asked rich or famous.
Yeah, okay.
Remember,
let's start
it
again.
A lot of the reality TV show people that are famous, I would not want to be.
Okay, so Eric, would you rather be the most influential person in the world or richest guy?
I'd like to stay hidden in the shadows with lots of money.
Okay, so money. And then, Trisha, the richest or most influential? Can't change your answer. Okay, no, you could if you want. It's a different question.
It is a very different question, and that's a tough one.
No, it can
if
be
it
answered.
Was influential for good, I would probably say influential.
Well, that would be up to you, but how you would
right. Well, of course, and that's how I would be. But otherwise, I also understand where Eric is coming from, because that's why I originally answered I would rather be rich than famous, because I would rather fly under the radar, be somebody that people wouldn't necessarily know who I was walking down the street, but I could do so much good with the money, and I could have a beautiful life and help lots of people.
Wow. So it's two against one. I want to be influential, but if I was influential, I'd take your money. No, I'm kidding.
That well, money usually follows, right?
Well, it could. It can.
I mean, if you do good, I mean, you could do good either way. I mean, if the money is for the good and being influential. I made that term up. That's good too if you do it for good. Anything good is good. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
What do you think, Eric?
Right.
Okay, right. So, all right. So this is exciting. Now let's talk a little bit about our experience. About 10 minutes, we got the executive director of the Sedona Film Festival calling in, Patrick Schweiss. But our experience last year was significant, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness. You know, when you hear about the Sedona Film Festival on first glance, you think, okay, so Sedona, beautiful, small town. But this festival is huge. It's a beautiful, wonderful festival. They have a lot of really well-known actors, a lot of well-known filmmakers, and people that are really, really on the cusp of coming out big time. And it really does have an international flavor. I mean, we met people from Argentina and from Europe, and their films were excellent, just absolutely excellent. So
we saw some great films last year. I don't think we saw a bad film, actually.
That's the problem.
I thought they were great.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. I mean, we just saw Look Again because we had the screener for it. But who knows what kind of competition he's going to be up against. It's a phenomenal movie, but there's so many others that we haven't seen yet that are there. And that's one of that is probably my biggest pet peeve about the Sedona Film Festival, is they have so many incredible films to choose from, but they have four of them at the same time. And so,
no, they do vary it.
They vary it as much as they can, but
well,
with so many good ones, but with so many good films out there, you have to make choices based on just the synopsis that you see in the catalog.
It's hard to see.
And
all
sometimes
of them.
There was a couple times where it's like there were four films I wanted to see, but they each only played twice, and they were always in conflict with another one. And so I only got to see, I think, three of the four films I really wanted to see, because one of them was always in competition.
Well, I think it was just other times, and maybe we couldn't make those, because I think they did try to vary them.
Well, I know they tried to, but I'm just saying that it makes. I don't think is there a way to see all of them? We'll have to ask Patrick.
We'll ask.
If there's a way to see all of them.
There's 160 of them, so it may be difficult. But I think we saw, I mean, the ones I wanted to see, I remember, I think we pretty much saw them, and they're all good. It's like popcorn heaven too.
Well, because I remembered that I was not there for the entire film festival last year.
And that's why
I have made it a priority, and I will be there the whole time this year.
Oh, you are lucky. Oh, so I was there more than you, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so there is great time slots available. Harkins Theaters. Well, I assume it's going to be there again. It's also, let's see, I'm trying to remember that other
there's
theater.
A performing arts center, and then there's the Mary
what was that called?
Now you just threw it off my brain. Her last name Mary D. Fisher Theater.
That's right. Which is a very nice theater, and they usually
beautiful.
We're gonna have to ask, remind me to ask if they're gonna have workshops. I really loved that last year. I met a lot of actors, producers. They had marketing of films. Yeah, and this is very important to independents, to small, you know, to the smaller filmmakers, on how to, first of all, make contacts, and two, how do you market your films? Very important. And hopefully they're going to have some of those workshops again. I loved it, going to them, and Mary D. Fisher?
Mary D. Fisher.
Yeah, very nice place. So they have a lot of venues, good fun place to have it. And the reason, in my opinion, you know, it's a small community, and it, the whole community gets involved. And, you know, like some big cities, it's just part of the city or perhaps and part of the neighborhood that gets involved. But out there, it's wherever you go, it seems like they're celebrating, because they do have, at least last year, various hotels that were part of the festival.
Oh, restaurants, hotels,
and they had
everything.
Parties alternating every night at a different hotel or a different restaurant. And so it really engaged the whole community, and I'm sure it's just electrifying for the residents out there, for the visitors. It's great for business, actually, and everyone, all cities like that. That's why the Super Bowl was out here last year in Phoenix. And it's just a beautiful setting. Of course, Sedona, you can't get much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very fun. And again, it's February. I think starts, I believe, on the 19th, if that's a Friday. Actually, it says
well,
the 20th
to 28th.
Well,
technically it starts on the 20th. Yeah. Yeah. And Saturday night is when Chicago is playing.
I think, are you sure? I thought
it says they had a second show added.
Oh.
And so tickets are on sale now.
Then it might be Friday and Saturday, perhaps. But you definitely want to check that out. But we're
yes,
gonna have...
they have the Sedona Performing Arts Center. They are performing at 7 p.m. on February the 19th. And
Friday.
Again, that's Friday.
Yeah.
February 19th at 7 p.m. That concert is sold out.
Oh, wow.
And now they have added a second concert on Saturday, February 20th, the first day of the festival,
time?
At 7 p.m. as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Eric, you got to get down
there. And there are
see
still
Chicago.
Tickets available.
Oh,
so
there are.
For that second one, because they just added it.
See, that is
so
very
you can
cool.
go on to the Sedona Film Festival web page, and you'll see Chicago right up there front and center.
Nice.
And click on it, and you can buy tickets right there.
You know, we met, I'm trying to remember his name, but from Earth, Wind, and Fire last year over there.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a cool guy. And,
oh, yeah.
His
and
wife.
And he has
him,
a tribute
so.
Band that continued
yeah.
to play a
One
lot
of the
Earth,
original
Wind, and Fire.
Earth,
yeah.
Wind, and Fire. Eric, you've heard of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember also Chicago, of course? Remember PG&E,
yes.
Pacific Gas and Electric?
Yes.
I taught guitar with the bass player, Brent Plock. Can you believe it?
Yes.
He was one of the... Oh, you can? Oh. I thought you were going to say, what? You play guitar? Okay. Anyway, it's been a while.
So it looks here like the lineup is going to include the original band members, Robert Lamb on keyboards, vocals, Lee Lonane on the trumpet and vocals, James Pankow on the trombone, and Walter Parazider on the woodwinds, as well as Jason Sheff on bass and vocals, Tris Imboden on drums, Keith Howland on guitar and vocals, Lou Pardini on keyboards, vocals, and Walfredo Reyes Jr. on percussion.
Not bad. Definitely get out there and say, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll have the executive director of the Sedona Film Festival,
and
Patrick
Chicago,
Schweitz.
In April, is going to be officially inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Now we're talking.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, that's
long time
beautiful.
Coming
and we'll
on
go
that
out,
one.
And we'll go out on another one of my songs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which one is this?
This one's called Someone Like You.
Someone Like Me? You wrote one for me?
Yes, it's all about you, David.
Oh, wow. I like
Isn't
the beginning.
Everything.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's catchy. Eric, you're good. I'm going to manage you. You convinced me.
All right. I'm expecting all
oh, that's good.
In advance.
That's good. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Stay tuned for the executive director of the Sedona Film Festival, Patrick Schweitz, coming right up after this break.